on KLYT. This is ABQ Connect.
Well, November comes another election, and as I've often said here, if you are not registered to vote, please purpose to be registered to vote. And, you know, as we speak about that, there's a much more important action that needs to be taken after that. You know, with what, about a 23 to 25% turnout in the primary in New Mexico, my encouragement is that you not only register, it would be crazy cool, right? If you'd actually go vote. Be informed and actually keep it here. We'll bring you some details between now and then, surely. I mean, just yesterday we had Paul Gessing on from the Rio Grande Foundation covering issues important to you and your family, mostly from his website, Errors of Enchantment. Another great way to stay informed is to make sure you catch our weekly update from the Daily Citizen from Focus on the Family. Helping us do that today, Zachary Mettler joins us again. Zach, thanks for taking the time.
Hey, Steve, it's my pleasure, and it's always good to be with you. So thanks for having me.
Well, in spite of the fact that I do try to stay informed politically, there are times for a couple things for me. I know I can grow weary of the politics. And I think for me, being the age I am, I can remember when Ronald Reagan and Tip O'Neill were, you know, heading up their parties, one as the speaker and one as the president. And in spite of the fact they would disagree on issues, they did find ways, you know, they found those issues that they would work across the aisle and get things done. And when they weren't butting heads politically, in front of the cameras, they were friends, that were amiable, you know, when they weren't working on politics. And I kind of miss that. And in some ways I do grow very politically weary of the great division now, and in the midst of walking through political conversations, I have to purpose to keep the main thing and remember, in spite of all these issues, the truth is the answer to the fix for the issues that we deal with is Jesus in the heart and Jesus in the home. But you recently took some time to put down five spiritual disciplines for politically weary Christians. So I'm really looking forward to going through this. Can you highlight what you found for us?
Yeah, you bet. And I think we have to remember as Christians, a lot of the political issues that we're facing and talking about today are moral issues, right? They're things that we as Christians have firm convictions about because we believe the Bible is the inspired, infallible, authoritative word of God for us. And so, you know, it's not necessarily the same issues that we were talking about 30 years ago, but the issues in politics today, from abortion to euthanasia, those kinds of issues are very morally charged, and they are distinctly moral issues that have taken on a political lens and a political tone. And so I think that's why, you know, as Christians, we have to speak into these things. But doing so, you know, especially for someone who works for the Daily Citizen, and me and my colleagues were cranking out articles and content day after day, it can be kind of tiring and weary to be constantly thinking about and examining often bad news stories, right? So just last week, Massachusetts became the 12th state to legalize abortion up till birth. I wrote an article a few weeks ago on euthanasia, how it's quickly expanding across the West. And there was a doctor in the Netherlands who legally killed a 12-year-old child in the Netherlands. You have radical Islamic terrorists killing thousands of Christians in Nigeria. You have wars and rumors of wars, we might call it, around the world. So there's a lot of issues that are just frankly exhausting to cover day after day. And so I wanted to take the time really, you know, in this article to lay out five different spiritual practices that Christians can implement and incorporate into their routine to kind of develop a spiritual rhythm For a sound mind in the midst of all the chaos that we're constantly encountering. And so that's what I wanted to do with this article. And the first one is definitely prayer. I think, you know, for Christians, we're called to pray without ceasing, 1 Thessalonians 5:17. And a practice that I've tried to do to the best of my ability is every time I encounter a bad news story is to turn to the Lord in prayer, because we know that we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against, you know, the principalities in the heavenly realms. And so these moral issues are spiritual issues. And so the solution is a spiritual solution. And so prayer is one of the first things that I try to turn to when I'm encountering these difficult things day after day.
Yeah. And I would say to those who hear pray without ceasing, and, you know, have in their mind, well, really? I mean, because I have work to do. And let me translate it this way. Habitually, continually find yourself in a place of prayer. And like Zach said, you know, when you hear something, yeah, you could be driving down the street and hear a news story. Now, don't, if you're driving, don't bow your heads and fold your hands. And, you know, the Lord will hear you with your eyes open, looking down the street. Yeah, at all times, be prepared to bring those things that we see to the Lord in prayer. Not just the, oh dear, that happened. Man, Lord, what a fantastic lunch. Thank you, Lord, for, you know, let's remember to praise him and thank him and petition him and confess to him, as we pray. And yeah, I love that, I don't know if these are in any specific order, but I love the prayers number one.
Yeah. No, not in any particular order, but I certainly agree that, yeah, prayer is certainly essential here. And the second one that I've incorporated in my routine is reading scripture on a daily basis. It's something that I started, you know, years and years ago. And just this morning, I was in Revelation chapter 7, I believe. And so I've you know, day after day, week after week, year after year, I try to read a chapter of scripture every morning. And I found that that's just a great place to start my day. It keeps me focused on what, as you said, the main thing is. And it teaches me how to live, how to focus on Christ, and reminds me of where creation is headed and how I should live as we wait for Christ to come again. And so, you know, it's taken me a few years to get to Revelation, but as soon as I'm done, I think I'm gonna start back in Genesis. And so that's another thing people can do: reading scripture every morning. A third thing, rather, is weekly church participation. I think there's a lot of individuals who might have fallen into a routine of quote-unquote attending church online, but I really do think online church, you know, in our world today is no substitute for in-person church, where we can find Christ, we can find accountability through sermons and people we encounter, and we can find a communion with him. And so in our digital age, you know, I think of Hebrews 10:25, that we must not neglect to meet together, as is the habit of some, but encourage one another, and all the more as we see the day drawing near. So that's, I think, something that's really important to remember as well. And then the fourth and fifth thing I'll kind of combine into one is the importance of silence and the importance of rest. I think it really is important that we take a break from the constant stream of bad news, and it's really difficult to do so. You have to be very intentional about taking a break from this, because, you know, if you have social media, it is designed to keep you interested, to keep you scrolling, to keep you going, and you have to be very intentional to put that down. Sometimes I'll, you know, throughout the workday even, this is probably bad to confess on the radio, but throughout the workday, I'll find myself just scrolling as I'm trying to write articles, and I don't really intend to. It's just what you gravitate towards, because these apps and different social media platforms are so captivating. So, you know, especially on Sundays, I try to put my phone in a different room. I log off social media. I don't turn on the news. And I think that for me, that's been really important, to saying, you know what? Yes, being informed is important. Being engaged is important. Voting is very crucial. As Christians, these are things that we are called to do, I believe. But you can become so consumed by the different issues and topics that we constantly face that you kind of neglect to really put those things away. And I think it's important to really focus on the Lord and to be able to trust Him in the midst of those things. And putting the news away for 24 hours or so, that's one way that we can say, you know what, I'm going to trust that God has got the world in His hands for the next 24 hours while I'm not tuned into the constant breaking news, Apple News alerts. I'm going to put those things away and really trust that God has got this and that the news will still be there when I return. And I think that's a really important thing to do, and to take a break from the news, to rest, and to really just cultivate an attitude of silence from the constant noise of the world at least one day a week.
Yeah, well, a couple quick thoughts, Zach, when it comes to reading the scripture, I want to remind our listeners, at least with me, weekday mornings, just before 8 o'clock, we have the verse of the day. Now, listen, that's not a hall pass for you to go, I do the verse of the day with Steve every day. but it is, and part of the reason we do that, in spite of the fact that we have, people teaching throughout the day through the programming, we want to be intentional about saying we're doing this. We're jumping into the Word of God together, even for a verse, maybe a short time, but it is such a sweet time. And it's not really a study. We're just we're reading a scripture. But we, I love that. That was one of the points, obviously. And the other thing I wanted to talk about, since we talked about voting, and you brought up how we can get kind of caught in the weeds with politics. A reminder that we're not promised America as it is. And we should be primarily a Christian. Now, I consider myself a Christian who is a patriot. I'd like to think I am. However, are we prepared for if America becomes very, very different than it is now, in spite of any efforts that we might put towards that as Christians? But the truth is, even in the midst of that, the church actually under persecution is known to grow. So are we, by keeping the main thing, and listen, making America shouldn't be our idol or our God. Our God is Christ Jesus. Mm-hmm. So let's keep things, priorities in order. But let me get close to wrapping this up here. With this encouragement to you, though, as we speak about the body of Christ and our nation, if in 2 Chronicles 7:14 from the English Standard Version, we read, "If my people who are called by my name humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then I will hear from heaven and will forgive their sin and heal their land." So some strong encouragement for you. Any final thoughts, Zach?
No, I think that's a great place to finish. And thanks for adding that. And I do think, the point of us being Christians in the midst of a world that has a lot of evil to it, we have to remember where our final destiny or where our final homeland is. And you're right, I'm a patriot who loves America, but I'm a Christian first. And I have to keep that in the right order. I think that's a great thing to do. And I appreciate those words. That's really great.
All right. Well, as always, Zach, thanks so much for your time. And always look forward to having you back on again.
Thanks so much, Steve. Really appreciate it.
All right. And find out more at thedailycitizen.org. Stories from Zach and other contributors to the content there. Updated daily, a great place to get information. And thank you for taking the time to listen to ABQ Connect.